WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.
Ambush investigation. LA moves ahead. I'm Elliot Francis. The government has launched an investigation into that ambush that killed four U.S. servicemen in Niger. Correspondent Jerry Boatlander reports.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said a full investigation is underway and indicated U.S. troops were taken by surprise since contact was considered unlikely. So far, there's no explanation why the body of one soldier was recovered long after the others who were killed.
The U.S. military does not leave its troops behind, and I would just ask that you not question the actions of the troops who were caught in the firefight.
Lawmakers from both parties say they're unhappy there isn't more information about an incident that occurred 2 weeks ago. Jerry Boatlander, Washington.
Chief of Staff John Kelly backing the president with his story of personal loss after Mr. Trump was criticized for his call to the widow of a soldier who died in that attack. Correspondent Jeff Zeleny.
White House official told me that Chief of Staff John Kelly would never have done this on orders. They said that he rarely, as we know, talks about his son Robert, who died 7 years ago next month in Afghanistan. This is something that he has been, as he talked about, deeply troubled by, disgusted by. So he, I'm told, wanted to try and put an end to this, wanted to try and explain this as they viewed only he could.
The Dodgers back in the World Series for the first time in 3 decades after beating the Cubs Thursday night 11-1. Chris Taylor shares the plan ahead.
Taking the same approach we've had all series, or all the playoffs, not worrying about the results of the distractions, just kind of, playing good Dodger baseball, what we've been doing, and staying within ourselves, not trying to do too much, and that's pretty much what we've done from game one.
Dodgers set to face either the Yankees or the Astros. The Senate has approved a 2018 budget resolution overnight, the final vote 51-49 falling largely along party lines. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Barack Obama rallied supporters of Democrat Ralph Northam in Richmond last night while expressing frustrations about the current state of political discourse. Mr. Obama said Northam, who is running for governor, wants to take Virginia forward, not backward. It was the former president's return to the political spotlight for the first time since leaving the White House in January. A Girl Scout troop leader in Maryland is under arrest facing charges of child pornography.
Maryland State Police have arrested 45-year-old Stacy Mizrahi of Ellicott City. He's charged with possession and distribution of child pornography. Mizrahi works with the Girl Scouts of Central Maryland, which covers Anne Arundel and Howard counties. Troopers say they found him through an investigation that had been underway since August, tracing an IP address to his home, where they found multiple images of child pornography. Mizrahi's under arrest, and state police want to hear from anyone who may have had contact with him. So far, they say there's no information any Girl Scouts were harmed. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
New details are coming out about Wednesday's workplace shooting in Harford County. Video from inside the Granite Workshop shows the suspect, Radeep Prince, gathering a group of co-workers together just before the gunfire. Sheriff Jeffrey Goller tells the Baltimore Sun that on that video, quote, as soon as they get close, he pulls out the handgun and starts firing. Elon Musk's tunneling company is set to begin work soon on a new super high-speed transportation link between D.C. and Baltimore, perhaps someday New York. Digging for the so-called Hyperloop will start near Fort Meade, according to a spokesman for Governor Larry Hogan. The Maryland Department of Transportation has given conditional approval to Musk's company to dig several miles of tunnel. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,163, the Nasdaq at 6,605. Sports, the Dodgers are going to the World Series, eliminating the Cubs in Game 5 of the NLCS. The Yankees can punch their ticket tonight with a Game 6 ALCS win in Houston. Thursday night football, Oakland beats Kansas City. The Wizards host the Pistons tonight. The Caps are in Detroit. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this store closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway, Maryland, Virginia, off to a nice quiet start. You deserve that. Let's go 270 out of the Frederick area and down through to the Beltway with travel lanes open. And for early birds, a nice, easy start here. No problems as you head into town. 395 over the 14th Street Bridge. Bridge crossings are all nice and quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine 75 today with some high clouds. Tonight, clear 54. A few clouds over the weekend, otherwise sunshine and highs in the mid to maybe upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Alexandria, 47 in Hyattsville, 55 in Washington. Another soldier's widow tells a much different story of her family's call from President Trump. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Tensing going to join us to talk about everything going on in this Russia, FBI stuff, all of it, uranium, you never know. And then 8:05 this morning, we have Joe Contra from The Hill. We're going to break down everything from the media this week, including how they dealt with John Kelly yesterday as he showed up to the White House press briefing. And then at 8:15, Cheryl Atkinson joins us. And 8:35, Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel. All ahead here on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Excellent. What'd you make of this John Kelly appearance yesterday in the White House press briefing?
I have to tell you, I cried when I listened to that. Did anybody else cry? Am I the only person who... I got teary-eyed. I didn't, like, weep, but I got teary-eyed when I heard it. And for once, the press room, you could have heard a pin drop in that room. And I read some reports that said there were quite a few teary-eyed people in that room as well.
Well,
he commanded that room. He just squashed the entire thing. It was phenomenal. Phenomenal.
I was at the newsroom at the Daily Caller yesterday, and I heard John Kelly's voice. I was in my office, and I heard John Kelly's voice come through the door because they had the TV on in the newsroom. And I was like, oh my God, it's happening. John Kelly has taken to the briefing room, and we talked about this yesterday morning. After days of watching this Frederica Wilson story kind of wear on, now like 2 days of it, and all of the comments, you know, of course, what the President of the United States said Tuesday morning when he referenced John Kelly. Remember that quote? He says to Brian Kilmeade, he says, ask John Kelly if Obama called him when his son died. And so since that moment, I've been wondering, when were we going to hear from the Chief of Staff? And boy, hearing his voice yesterday through the door, I just ran out and watched this thing, and I was stunned by what I saw. First of all, my newsroom had fallen silent. That press briefing had fallen silent. And he was just incredible for any number of reasons. And I'd like to play some of the audio, of course, for you this morning. If you haven't heard it by now, you really should. And by the way, just don't listen to us. I would go rewatch it at some point. It's about 18 minutes of your time, well worth it. And for that matter, share it on your Facebook pages. Let's start with the top. This is John Kelly talking about what happened when his own son had died in Afghanistan. Listen to this.
Who writes letters to the families? Typically, the company commander, in my case as a Marine, the company commander, battalion commander, regimental commander, division commander, Secretary of Defense, typically the service chief, commandant of the Marine Corps, and the president typically writes a letter. Typically, the only phone calls the family receives are the most important phone calls they can imagine, and that is from their buddies. In my case,
Hours after my son was killed, his friends were calling us from Afghanistan, telling us what a great guy he was. Those are the only phone calls that really matter. And yeah, the letters count to a degree, but there's not much that really can take the edge off what a family member's going through.
So he's talking about how important those letters are, and but specifically how important not the call from the president is, not the call from the company commander, not the call from any particular person other than their buddies, the people that knew them, the people they wanted to be with when they were killed in action. And as I listened to this yesterday, remember what John Kelly's doing is basically presenting to a room full of journalists, many of whom don't actually know, even forget Gold Star families. Remember at the end, he was like, who here knows a Gold Star family? Who here's in a Gold Star family? Trying to get people to raise their hands and assess like whether or not he would take a question from each of those reporters. If you had asked the question, how many people in here have somebody in the military in their family? I bet you about the same number of hands would have gone up. How many people know a member of the military? A few more. You know what I mean? That's this, and by the way, that was like such a great way to sort of like convey to the American public. There's a disconnect here between the press and the public, or the press and, in this case, John Kelly, or even being able to like kind of wrap their minds around what all of this means. He talked about, this is important here, he talked about the protocol of the presidents and what they do. And he said that he told President Trump, he suggested to President Trump that he not call the Gold Star parents. Listen to this.
Some presidents have elected to call. All presidents, I believe, have elected to send letters. If you elect to call a family like this, it is about the most difficult thing you could imagine. There's no perfect way to make that phone call. When I took this job and talked to President Trump about how to do it, my first recommendation was he not do it. Because it's not the phone call that parents, family members are looking forward to. It's a nice to do, in my opinion, in any event. He asked me about previous presidents, and I said I can tell you that President Obama, who was my commander-in-chief when I was on active duty, did not call my family. That was not a criticism. That was just to simply say, I don't believe President Obama called. That's not a negative thing. I don't believe President Bush called in all cases. I don't believe any president, particularly when the casualty rates are very, very high, that presidents call. But I believe they're all right. So when I gave that explanation to our president 3 days ago, he elected to make phone calls in the case of the four young men who we lost in Niger at the earlier part of this month.
So he was asked about it, and he gives that advice. John Kelly also said that the president asked him, you know, if I'm going to make these phone calls, what do I say?
So he called four people the other day and expressed his condolences in the best way that he could. And he said to me, what do I say? I said to him, sir, there's nothing you can do to lighten the burden on these families. But let me tell you what I tell them. And let me tell you what my best friend, Joe Dunford, told me, because he was my casualty officer. He said, Kel, he was doing exactly what he wanted to do when he was killed. He knew what he was getting into by joining that 1%. He knew what the possibilities were because we're at war. And when he died, in the four cases we're talking about, Niger, my son's case in Afghanistan, when he died, he was surrounded by the best men on this earth, his friends. That's what the president tried to say to to four families the other day.
You could tell if you saw that he was holding it back. The emotion that came from him when talking about his own experience, how he held it together is amazing to me, because I sat there and I'm just like, listening to him, like, you know, I'm all tearing up and everything. I'm sitting in my, I'm sitting there watching this TV going, I cannot believe that this is getting to me like this. It was so moving and just so heartfelt to hear him tell his story so forcefully, but you could see the emotion just right under the surface. It was so powerful. It's amazing.
Just to point out, you mentioned Joe Dunford. Joe Dunford is the obviously a Marine general. He's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he served as the casualty officer to the Kelly family.
Mm-hmm.
I want to jump in more to what John Kelly said yesterday, particularly when he started getting into a conversation about what America once held sacred. I want to see what you think of that. It's 5:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten right now in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, guys, off to a nice easy ride here on our Friday morning out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. 270 commuters, happy about that. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50 runs well, and then continue with the good news here. Chevrolet. Now, on the Beltway, it still looks fine to look up at speed, but I do have a crash reported Maryland Interloop near 202 Landover Road. Not seeing any backups, and I'm looking in the cameras, not getting an eye on it just yet, but keep alert if you're in that stretch, Beltway near 202, and on the Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center, alternating under crew direction as they continue through the work zone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, we got some sun with some high clouds, a high near 75 degrees. Tonight, a clear sky, a low of 54. And then tomorrow, generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds, a high of 77. Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees, 516 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
All right. I want to jump into a couple of other things here. You know, we mentioned basically the process by which President Trump made this call to the Gold Star widow and that John Kelly gave him advice on how to do it. Now, John Kelly was sitting in with the president as he made this phone call. We've known that for several days now. And he gave his reaction finally yesterday to Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, alleging that the president had made a heartless or an empathy-free call to this widow of some kind. Here's John Kelly reacting.
I was stunned when I came to work yesterday morning and brokenhearted at what I saw a member of Congress doing. A member of Congress who listened in on a phone call from the President of the United States to a young wife, and in his way tried to express that opinion that he's a brave man, a fallen hero. He knew what he was getting himself into because he enlisted. There's no reason to enlist. He enlisted. And he was where he wanted to be, exactly where he wanted to be, with exactly the people he wanted to be with when his life was taken. That was the message. That was the message that was transmitted. It stuns me that a member of Congress would have listened in on that conversation. Absolutely stuns me. And I thought, at least that was sacred.
He gets into what he wants, what was once sacred in this country, and this is where I want to get your input. At 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Listen to John Kelly talking about when he was a kid.
You know, when I was a kid growing up, a lot of things were sacred in our country. Women were sacred and looked upon with great honor. That's obviously not the case anymore, as we see from recent cases. Life, the dignity of life, was sacred. That's gone. Religion, that seems to be gone as well. Gold Star families, I think that left in the convention over the summer. But I just thought the selfless devotion that brings a man or woman to die on the battlefield, I just thought that that might be sacred. And when I listened to this woman and what she was saying and what she was doing on TV, the only thing I could do to collect my thoughts was to go and walk among the finest men and women on this earth. And you can always find them because they're in Arlington National Cemetery. I went over there for an hour and a half. Walked among the stones, some of whom I put there, because they were doing what I told them to do when they were killed.
Wow.
Women, religion, Gold Star families. Things that were once held sacred. As I was listening to that yesterday, I thought to myself, you know, when people say make America great again, we often have kind of a loose concept of what that means. We've associated it with Trump, you know, it's MAGA, whatever. But I did feel something kind of stir within me when he started going down the litany of things that we once held sacred. And it was almost like somebody from America's past had come to visit us, you know? Like somebody from, you know, 15 years ago, maybe, 20 years ago, had just like jumped in a time machine and came to remind us, like, what were the things we cared about, you know? And I heard John Kelly say that yesterday, and I was floored by it, because you need people to enunciate these things. You need General Kelly to step up there and say, yeah, there was a time we held women sacred. It was a pretty clear shot, by the way, like the Harvey Weinstein stuff, but it was a reminder that, you know, there was a time where it, like, that actually mattered. So when people say make America great again, whether or not they can even vocalize it, the America that John Kelly just described yesterday is the one that they're thinking of. Whatever our warts might be, whatever sins we may have ever committed, the stuff that he was talking about, that's precisely what people are thinking of. I want to get your reaction on some of this right now. Dan in Harper's Ferry, you're up next on Morning's Limo. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Vince Murray. I just wanted to say that General Kelly was absolutely right when he named the things that used to be sacred in this nation. And the one reason that was so was because the one thing that he left out was that we, as the United States of America, as a nation, used to hold the Bible, the Word of God, sacred. And God's Word tells us to hold those things sacred.
Yes. Well, I don't think he left it out. I think by saying religion, I think he was being fairly implicit, if you will, on that issue. But it's important. It's really important. I'll take more from you in just a moment here. 522 on WMAL.
Suffering from knee or back pain? Call 800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your knee or back pain. 90% satisfaction rating. Insurance may pay the cost. Call for free information. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, with depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, has provided more than 100,000 life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Often, medication and talk therapy are not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com. That's hope. TMS.com.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our half-year patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
Despite recent record highs in the market, it's worth remembering there are many factors that can have an impact on your money. A change in the Federal Reserve, a shift in emerging markets, political unrest, or natural disasters. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. For all of the reasons to be optimistic about the market, there are also reasons to stay alert. Your financial advisor can help you evaluate all the news impacting the market, good and bad, and position your portfolio accordingly.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
525 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, not too much here in the traffic world, which is always good. Just a couple things to watch for. Maryland commuters in Bowie, if you're heading outbound on Route 50, Maryland 50 eastbound, the exit ramp that would take you to 197, they currently have that blocked off with police activity. Everybody coming inbound, you're okay. You can get that exit. And then we're okay as you head through Bowie, heading up through to the Beltway. Baltimore, Washington Parkway. In fact, our parkway is GW Suitland Parkway, all checking out fine. And the Beltway runs up at speed, Maryland and Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another real good-looking day. It's a clear morning this afternoon. Plenty of sunshine, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees. 525 on WMAL.
You know, when I was a kid growing up, a lot of things were sacred in our country. Women were sacred and looked upon with great honor. That's obviously not the case anymore, as we see from recent cases. Life, the dignity of life, was sacred. That's gone. Religion, that seems to be gone as well. Gold Star families, I think that left in the convention over the summer.
John Kelly talking about what was sacred in this country when he was growing up. Let's go to Brian up next here in Mount Airy. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, good morning. I would just like to say that that was his primary intention or not. What General Kelly did was, in just the space of 10 to 12 minutes, he explained to us how far we've fallen as a nation in recent years. And if you don't mind, I'd like to add to that. I'd like to say what's really happened in this country is we've become a country that was based on God, family, and personal responsibility. And now we're a country that's based on government, bureaucracy, and social dependency.
Hey, I think you're dead on, Brian. I my sense is that it's probably not the entire country. Unfortunately, I think it's the elites, really, that frame the country that way. There's a lot of people out there that are like you and me, I think, that still genuinely feel like their lives revolve around their families, around God, and around personal responsibility. And I think that's one thing we shouldn't forget. There is a huge groundswell of Americans that genuinely still feel that way, whether or not you see it or consume it in the press, which are dominated by sort of this moral relativism, this liberal way of thinking, this progressivism that we see every day.
And anyone who believes in those things that John Kelly enumerated yesterday, they're rubes, they're rednecks, they're uneducated, they're mocked by the media. And again, this is why Trump won.
That yesterday, what he did, that was one of the greatest sorting mechanisms I've ever seen. I immediately flipped on Twitter and I could tell instantly who I didn't like. It was pretty handy. Thank you, John Kelly. We'll keep talking about you this morning. 528 here on WMAL.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend What is Brain Health? Presented by Dr. Tom Roselle, D.C. on Wednesday, October 25th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
If you think about taxes and fees, the two main erosion factors for most people's assets, then anything that we can do to eliminate or reduce taxes and fees along the way is going to help you either generate more income or add more certainty to your assets that will last for the entire duration of your retirement.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening, responding.
All right, Congress trying to dig deeper now into this story about bribery, Russia, uranium, and Hillary Clinton. All of the latest details we'll share with you in a moment. 5:30 WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Senate Armed Services Chairman John McCain says he might seek a subpoena to obtain information he wants about the attack in Niger that left four U.S. soldiers dead. For one thing, he wants to know how one soldier remained missing for nearly 48 hours.
The military saying now that he was not left behind, that he was separated from his unit, but fact is he was missing for that time. And the unanswered questions now include when and how was he left behind? Did they know when those aircraft took off that they were missing one? Did they know at that point whether he was alive? Even other basic questions unanswered. The exact time of the raid, when and exactly how the White House was notified about what happened in the raid.
Correspondent Jim Sciutto. Barack Obama came to Richmond last night to campaign for Democrat Ralph Northam in the race for governor of Virginia. The former president decried the current state of politics and said our democracy is at stake in the Virginia election.
Question that. At a time when our politics just seems so divided and so angry and so nasty. It's whether we can recapture that spirit, whether we support and embrace somebody who wants to bring people together. Yes, we can.
Meanwhile, Virginia's candidates for attorney general face off in a debate later this morning in Leesburg. Democratic incumbent Mark Herring is seeking a second term. His opponent, Republican John Adams, is making his first bid for public office. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,163, the Nasdaq at 6,605. Sports sponsored by Staples. The Dodgers will represent the National League in the World Series. They beat the Cubs to win the NLCS. Tonight it's Game 6 of the ALCS between the Yankees and Astros. NFL, the Raiders beat the Chiefs. The Wizards take on the Pistons tonight. The Caps meet the Red Wings. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples helps your business create color presentations for less. Now get 20% back in Staples rewards on color copies, manuals, and presentations that are designed to impress. Staples, it's pro time. Offer ends 11-4-17. Exclusions apply. Go to staples.com/20color for more.
Mary Walter here for Thompson Creek Window Company. Your home is your castle, and when it comes to outside noise, you should be in control of what gets in your home. That's why Thompson Creek has developed Sound Shield. Thompson Creek Window Company has designed and built a revolutionary sound-reducing window that's enhanced with their expert installation methods. So your neighbor's car stereo, the dog two houses over, even your friendly neighborhood leaf blower, the noise simply gets reduced. Sound Shield filters up to 35% more of the outside noise than Thompson Creek's standard sound-reducing double-pane windows, making you king of your castle once again. Call 855-57-CREEK now to buy one window, get one for 50% off, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. And the first 100 jobs get a free Sound Shield upgrade. Call 855-57-CREEK now or visit thompsoncreek.com for details.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to talk about my friends and my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are the realtors who net their sellers $30,000 more money on average and will guarantee the sale of your home. How do they do it? Well, Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. You see, Sarah and Debbie are working with thousands of home buyers who are looking to buy right now. Check it out. Sarah and Debbie sold a home for $7,500 over the asking price. It was listed with another agent for 200 days and it didn't sell. They called the Reynolds team and they got them packing. Sarah and Debbie are serious in netting their home sellers the most money at closing time. Listen, if you want solid, strong, proven home selling systems with thousands of ready home buyers area-wide working for you, then there's only one thing to do. Call Sarah and Debbie now at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. 344 sold. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right. Debbie has the buyers.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 3% with an APR of 3.16% on a 15-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today, 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today for a 15-year fixed mortgage of 3% with an APR of 3.16%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. here on WMAL. Call them today, 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. Stated rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Akikik, if you're heading northbound on 210, do watch after Farmington Road. You'll see some brake lights up ahead. Have an accident reported before you get to Old Fort South. So in that stretch, that's where I am seeing some volume. But otherwise, we're off to a really quiet start here on our Friday morning. And from the west, coming out of Gainesville and up through to the Beltway, 66 runs great. Beltway without any problems. Maryland or Virginia had the crash reported. Maryland near 202 on the interloop stretch, but looks like crews coming up short finding anything like that. Getting down to the Beltway on 9529 BW Parkway in good shape. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds around with sunshine, 75. Tonight clear, mid-50s, suburbs cooler. Tomorrow, 77 with a few clouds. Sunday, partly cloudy in the mid-upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Springfield, 46 in Beltsville, 56 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Victoria Tenson going to talk about this Russia uranium story, which all of a sudden back in the news, and for good reason, is the FBI apparently had a lot of information there that we need to know. 8:05, Joe Concha from The Hill will break down the media. 8:15, we'll talk to Cheryl Atkinson. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel. A heck of a show ahead. Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning.
But first, we want to start with This Week in Russiagate.
It is as if there are no shoes on the Trump human centipede that are not about Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia.
This cloud about collusion with Russia will hang over him no matter where he stands.
It certainly feels like we're in the opening stages of a devastating political chapter in American history. Evidence is mounting for the president's meddling in the Russia probe.
Tom Friedman said the election hacking is at the caliber of a Pearl Harbor or a 9/11. Do you agree with that?
I completely agree with that.
Donald Trump now sits at the threshold of impeachment.
Wow, the threshold of impeachment.
I love Olbermann. He's my favorite.
I really miss him.
I'm so sorry that he's stuck in a basement recording hostage videos for GQ, because he's like the greatest thing ever. He's like coming up with dumb analogies.
No shoes on the human centipede, or only Trump, Russia shoes on the human centipede that is Trump or something.
Yeah. Russia. What? Russia is the lettuce stuck in the teeth of America.
He's like, who's the guy, Joe, I want to say, from the Yankees, who always said the things wrong, and he always got them wrong.
Torrey?
Was it Joe Torrey? Who always messed up his analogies, and they were hilarious, and they were great, and they made no sense, but they were wonderful.
Excellent.
And that is...
Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra, that's it. Yogi Berra. Thank you, Mike McKay. Yogi Berra. I knew Mike McKay would have it. All right. So the media losing its mind over Russia, right? When it was President Trump. Well, it's going to be interesting to see the coverage now that it's maybe not President Trump so much as it is President Obama. Because The Hill and Circa have both had the same story that shows that the FBI had evidence that Russian nuclear officials were involved in a racketeering scheme as early as 2009. And this is well before the uranium deal was approved. Now, when we talk about the uranium deal, that was the U.S. Allowing Uranium One. Russia was allowed to purchase Uranium One, which is a company that processes the uranium. And it's
What I heard the disclaimer yesterday, because the media is starting to cover this, and the mainstream media said, well, see, they're not allowed to take the uranium out of America. So they're not actually taking the uranium out of America. So they're trying to spin this entire thing. But it gave the Russians, it resulted in the Russians owning about 20% of America's uranium mining capacity. And so this is a big deal, because this all happened when the FBI knew that there was this scandal going on, this racketeering scheme with kickbacks and bribery and money laundering into officials for a Russian company. So, and they were trying to get the Obama administration to approve this. This needed to be approved because it's a foreign company taking over an American company. That needs to be approved, especially when it can deal with national security, like uranium and, I don't know, Russians. And the Clintons are now involved in this as well, with Bill Clinton looking for permission to travel to Russia under the Obama administration to talk to some of these officials about maybe getting a deal here with President Obama to get him to his administration to approve this. So there are a lot of moving parts to this. As every scandal, there's a lot of moving parts. And I'm sorry, I'm calling it a scandal, because the left would have called this a scandal if this were Trump from the get-go, and it would have been front page news. So there is a there's a gentleman who is an FBI informant. He was he voluntarily did this. He's an American businessman. He worked for years as an undercover for the FBI as a confidential witness. Now, he claims he was blocked by Obama's Justice Department from telling Congress about conversations and transactions that he witnessed relating to this Russian nuclear industry scandal and their efforts to win favor, he claims, with Bill and Hillary Clinton and to get influence in the Obama administration. Decisions. He is being represented by Victoria Tenzing, who is an attorney, and she will be joining us at 7:05 to discuss this. He can't testify because he claims he was forced to sign a non-disclosure agreement under the Obama administration, so he can't tell his story. So he has been prevented from testifying. Well, now, Chuck Grassley has spoken up, and the Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley, and he asked Victoria Tenzing, who is the attorney of this guy, to allow him to testify before his committee. And she said, well, he can't testify because he has a non-disclosure agreement. But she told Circa that this letter from Chuck Grassley is really important because it sets up a constitutional issue, because the executive branch can't prevent someone from giving information to the legislative branch. But I understand why her client doesn't want to come forward and tell his story for fear of, because of this non-disclosure agreement that he signed.
Because he signed some sort of oppressive NDA.
Yeah. It's saying that, you know, if you break this, your life will be ruined. If you tell your story, if you break this NDA, she's claiming all sorts of horrible, terrible things he was told were going to happen to him. So this intrigue is amazing.
Yeah, especially because this is a situation where you've got like Eric Holder and Hillary Clinton presiding on the U.S. Committee on Foreign Investment. And Eric Holder plays an important role here because, of course, as the head of the Justice Department at the time, ultimately responsible for the fact that they had to force this guy to be silent. What did Eric Holder know? If he approved this deal, how could he have done that? If it's his FBI that's investigating. So a lot of questions here, and we'll continue with them here in just a moment. 5:43 on WMAL.
Learn how to budget, plan, and build your dream home at the Chantilly Log and Timber Home Show. Attend free educational workshops, look at floor plans and design ideas, and meet with custom wood home builders and architects. This weekend only at the Dulles Expo Center. Discount tickets at logandtimberhomeshow.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. ISIS is now on the verge of a devastating defeat in Raqqa, Syria, a combined joint task force Operation Inherent Resolve spokesman said on Tuesday. Speaking on the third anniversary of coalition operations, Army Colonel Ryan S. Dillon called the impending collapse of ISIS in the city momentous. Learn more at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
The huge credit bureau breach may have dropped off your newsfeed, but your information may not have dropped off the dark web. Once your personal information is out there, thieves can use it to steal your identity for months, even years after a breach. Fortunately, it's not too late to get protection with LifeLock. Sign up today and we'll begin using proprietary technology to monitor your personal information for threats, including new accounts in your name, money being stolen from your 401k, or your information being sold on the dark web. And if there's a problem, one of our U.S.-based identity restoration agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you'll know your identity is on our radar, even if the last breach is long forgotten. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK today to get 10% off when you use promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
It's 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 northbound. Off to a good start here out of Stafford, Aquia. But I'm looking at delays. The volume, Dale City, pretty sizable backup heading toward the Occoquan. I've checked out all the cameras, checked with authorities. Nobody reporting anything. I'm not seeing anything blocking. But to watch that volume, Dale City, toward the Occoquan. 395 wide open. Good time to catch the early morning here. The ride without delay. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now, for our commuters out of Accokeek, Maryland, northbound on 210 for the crash after Farmington Road. But before you get to Old Fort Road south. So that'll be the first Old Fort Road interchange. Around the Beltway, you go to the Wilson Bridge, Legion Bridge. Great time to cross those without any backups. Top side of the Beltway still runs delay free through Silver Spring. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got another good one today. High pressure dominating the eastern half of the nation, starting to give way. But on the west side of it, we stay mild. Sunshine 75 today with some high clouds. Tonight, clear 54. Few clouds over the weekend, otherwise sunshine and highs in the mid to maybe upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 55 degrees, 547 on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right, so discussing this Russia uranium scandal, FBI officials told Circa the investigation could have prevented the sale of uranium one. The investigation that they had uncovered, it started in 2009 into this Russian kickbacks and money laundering and people being paid off in order to get this deal through in order to give Russia control of 20% of our uranium mines here. And the deal required approval by an agency called CFIUS, which is the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. It's an interagency committee, and they review these transactions that lead to foreign businesses buying or taking control of an American business and anything that could have an impact on national security. So it had to go through this committee. Chairing the committee, Tim Geithner. On the committee at the time, she was Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and Eric Holder, who was the Attorney General at the time. Now, you may wonder, gee, how come I haven't heard so much about this? It's funny because President Trump was wondering the same thing.
Uranium is a big subject. If the mainstream media would cover the uranium scandal and that Russia has 20% of her uranium, for whatever reason, and a lot of people understand what those reasons may be, I think that's your Russia story. That's your real Russia story. Not a story where they talk about collusion and there was none. It was a hoax. Your real Russia story is uranium and how they got all of that uranium, a vast percentage of what we have. That is, to me, one of the big stories of the decade, not just now, of the decade. The problem is that the mainstream media does not want to cover that story because that affects people that they protect. So they don't like covering that story. But the big story is uranium and how Russia got 20% of our uranium, and it, frankly, it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace, and it's a disgrace that the fake news won't cover it. And it's so sad. Thank you very much, everybody.
Well, that's one way to get them to cover it.
Yeah. The Washington Post, though, doing a little bit of spin control here. They accuse Sean Hannity of jumping way ahead of the facts with many, many A's in that. So is Breitbart News, which has been running misleading headlines like FBI uncovers confirmation of Hillary Clinton's corrupt uranium deal with Russia. Brent Bozell, founder of the Conservative Media Research Center, claims that there is another cover-up in the making. Because now suddenly they're all concerned with facts at the Washington Post and not getting out ahead of those, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, suddenly they have journalistic standards at the Washington Post now.
Let's slow down, everybody.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's not take this too seriously just yet. We'll get to it when it becomes serious.
They said new reporting this week by The Hill has indeed added a layer of intrigue to the sale of a uranium mining company to Russia's Atomic Energy Agency. A layer of intrigue is what they're calling it. It's like the Watergate break-in was, you know, there was some vandalism over the weekend.
Yes.
There was just some vandalism.
This story deserves a from the Washington Post.
Yeah, they're saying...
interesting.
The latest developments as they relate to Clinton are not as explosive as certain news outlets eager to draw attention away from reporting on President Trump and Russia would have you believe. Now, it's interesting how they can make that without knowing what the facts are, right? How can they make that assumption? How can they say that? They just said that Sean Hannity's out way ahead of the facts. We have to wait for the facts. But they know enough to be able to say, come on. This is just to draw attention away from the reporting.
Don't get distracted. Keep your eye on the conspiracy ball.
Yeah, so joining us at 7:05 will be Victoria Tensing, and she is the lawyer representing this FBI informant who wants to tell his story, who was prevented from doing so by the Obama administration. And Joe Concha will be joining us at 8:05 to talk about this media spin already in full gear on the Russia uranium scandal. There's going to be a lot more coming out about this. I just have a hunch about that in the coming weeks and months. We'll keep you updated on it. It is now 5:21 on WMAL.
The Harvey Weinstein sex abuse scandal has mushroomed. This week, 140 women in California politics published a letter detailing the pervasive culture of sexual mistreatment in their line of work. 26 women from the legislature signed it. They say fear and shame prevented them from speaking up until now. Plus, the men who harass them are their bosses, their political contacts, and gatekeepers. Remaining quiet was crucial for their careers. The Los Angeles Times asked California Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon for comment. He said it's widespread in politics, in journalism, in academia, in entertainment, way too many places, he said, and it has to stop. Journalism, academia, entertainment, California politics, looks like they have something in common. They're all run by liberals. Meanwhile, another ironic twist to the Harvey saga comes from a close friend of Bill and Hillary Clinton, Linda Bloodworth Thomas, and creator of Designing Women. She wrote a piece for The Hollywood Reporter titled Lessons from Witnessing Four Decades of Harassment in Hollywood. She says she warned top-level Democrat operatives not to allow Harvey to host political fundraisers. Her warning, she said, fell on deaf ears. Yet she gives Bill Clinton a pass, though he taxed her feminist conscience. She believes to this day that Clinton's sexual misconduct was none of our business. But they didn't listen to her. They hired Harvey anyway. How does that make her feel?
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Say, folks, we should never take our freedom for granted or forget the brave men and women who protect our country. And that's why this Veterans Day, my friends at Mahindra are holding their fourth annual military salute giveaway. The winner will receive a Mahindra utility vehicle. That's right, a brand new camo Mahindra XTV 750S flex hauler. Now, the last winner, Sergeant Tom Simmered, is loving his Mahindra XTV, and you could be next. To nominate someone who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military and get official rules, just visit rushlimbaugh.com. Look for the Mahindra Military Salute giveaway. Thanks to Mahindra, the makers of the toughest utility vehicles on Earth, and God bless all of you who protect our freedom.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at DNG Equipment Sales in Augusta. or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're watching you on 66. We had been doing okay. It's still a pretty decent through Manassas Centerville, but now the crash eastbound prior to the Beltway right near Nutley Street. That's along the left side. Also out of Accokeek on 210, seeing those delays growing north of Farmington Road, the crash before you get to Old Fort Road South. That's the first Old Fort crossing. Now, let's go around the Beltway, Maryland, Virginia, and that's where I have good news. Nothing reported. Not seeing any major delays right now. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful afternoon. Don't be in too much of a rush to get home. You'll get there to enjoy this beautiful weather. It's actually not so bad this morning. A few high clouds filtering sunshine today, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 55 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
Staples has solutions to keep your business safe and protected. Keep your tech and data safe, backed up, and protected from viruses. Now at Staples, get up to 2 pounds of shredding free, powered by Iron Mountain. Inst 1028, in-store only. See an associate for details. Staples, it's pro time.
Hi, Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. We always knew that you guys were the best, but would you believe over 550 of you donated your cars to Cars for Kids this year? It's actually not surprising when you consider how easy it is to donate your car and how great a feeling you get, too. Cars for Kids makes the process incredibly simple and convenient with free pickup of your vehicle in any condition, plus no hassles or paperwork for you. Call them today and have a pickup date scheduled by tomorrow. Just call the number. Yeah, you know the one. It's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit their website at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. It only takes a couple of minutes, but the impact lasts forever. Whether you're looking to get rid of a car, truck, boat, or any kind of real estate, Cars for Kids will take care of it for you. Call now to see how easy it is to make a difference in your community. Remember, that's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, online at carsforkids.com.
Have you been putting off fixing that fence or updating your yard fixtures? Well, way to procrastinate. Now you can save even more because Long Fence is offering the lowest prices of the year. Yep, cooler temps mean even hotter deals on all fences, decks, and pavers from Long Fence, but only for a limited time. So go to longfence.com today for a free estimate. Now, the lowest prices of the year are waiting for you at Long Fence.
Everything we do makes a difference.
To be fearless is not a gift, it's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
So, you know, we were talking about a budget, maybe passing a budget, because you got to pass the budget before you can pass the tax cuts, right?
You got to pass the budget to see what's in it.
Exactly. Well, we'll tell you what happened, because they voted on the budget. We'll let you know what happened.
Some late night movements. And then George W. Bush, remember that guy, the former president of the United States, out giving a speech yesterday talking about a certain new president of the United States. We'll give you the details. 6 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.